Hello again and welcome back. You're almost there. We've got two episodes to go and then we are complete. This one is going to be probably the longest, not because it's particularly complicated, because there's many ways you can do this. And I, as a person, have a teaching ethic, you must understand. I am not here to tell you how to do something. I am here to tell you, or to teach you rather, to think your solutions. That might sound pretty weird, but I'm not going to tell you if you write this line of code and this line of code and this line of code, this is the result you get. My personal teaching method is I will talk you through the problem. Your mind is the one that makes the code and comes up with the solution. So we are now going to code our game function. This is going to be our biggest function, and this is what will handle the playing of the game itself. So, first of all, let's just talk about this for a second. Let's just think about this here. Before we write any code at all, what do we want this to do? Well, first of all, we want to choose a random number between 1 and 9. That's pretty simple. And we want the user to guess that number. Now, we want to be nice to our user. Let's say our number is 3 and they enter 6. We do want to tell them go lower or go higher, because, you know, we're pretty nice people. Now, I'm thinking here, guys. I'm thinking a game where you just choose a number. That's pretty boring. You know, I mean, if the number was 3, I could do 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 3. What's the point? I just press each number each time. So that tells me, okay, then we only want to give the user 3 guesses. Okay. Now, let's think about what we just said there. We want to do, has the user pressed a key? Yes. Is it a number? Yes. If it is, then is it the correct number? If it is, do something. If it's not, is it higher than the correct number? If it is, tell the user to go lower. Is it lower than the correct number? Then tell them to go higher. Now, first things first. We first need to check then, okay, if key pressed, key number 1, is it the number, is it higher, is it lower? Is it number 2? If number 2 is pressed, is it higher, is it lower? Is it the number? If number 3, hang on a minute, just wait a second, we are repeating ourselves. Time for a utility function, guys. This is why I say utility functions are very important. And I am not going to write this utility function. I've not given it to you. It's your turn to come up with this code. I'll talk you through it, but I'm not giving you the function. This utility function, what do we want it to do? We want it to do all the legwork for us. We want to pass it a number, and we want to say, first of all, is this number the correct number? If it is this, then play the win sound. If it isn't, is it greater than that number? If so, play the lower sound. Is it less than that number? Play the higher sound. And we also, because this is a function, well, actually I'll get to that in a minute because I don't want to confuse you too much. So write that function out first of all. That'll do you nicely. And come back when you're done. Welcome back. So let's now that we've got this utility function, let's write our game function. So in the code I have provided, I've called it defGame indentation. And first of all, we need to generate a random number. Now, your utility function will need to know what this number is. And there are two ways you could do this. You could either make it your... excuse me. Tongue twister right here, guys. You could either make it so that you tell the utility function or that it looks for it as a global variable. I will tell you how to do both. So first of all, how do we generate this number? That's where the randint function comes in. that we imported right at the top back in episode 1. From random import randint, if you remember. And remember I said to you randint takes two arguments, the lower number and the higher number. So in this case we're going to do randint, left parenthesis, 1,9, right parenthesis. Now, if you are storing this as a global variable, then I highly advise you to use our import globals little method there, and simply do globals.number equals randint left paren 1,9 right parenthesis. If you're using the utility function where you pass it the number, then you can simply get away with number equals randint 1,9 right parenthesis. And then your utility function, when you called it, would look something like utility function left paren chosen number, comma, actual number, right parenthesis. For example, if the user chose 1 and the actual was 9, it would be utility function 1,9, right parenthesis. Great stuff. So we've now got our number. And as you can see, the next line is now, again, one of these very nasty, be very careful with these, infinite while loops, while 1. Next line, we call the event loop to make sure our game isn't going to crash. And now we have, if key pressed, pygame.k_1, which we know is if number 1 has been pressed. And again, this is where things differ. If you chose to use the utility function, which I hope you did, this is where it gets interesting. Because if the person chooses the right number, you don't want to keep going through the loop until they get it wrong. So what we need to do right here is another if statement, and it's very interesting, and you'll see why. Our utility function does not return anything at the moment. It doesn't tell us anything about what happened inside that inside. What we want it to do though is tell us, should we end the game or not? Therefore, we'll go back to our utility function, look for where it says play the win sound, under that line, put a new line in and put return 1. And under where it says play the lose sound, play return 1. Excellent. Now, jump back to our game function, scrolling down. You can see we have, if key pressed k_1, or pygame.k_1, then we want another if statement. If call to utility function equals equals 1. If our utility function returns 1, next line, return. Otherwise, carry on. The utility function's handled it, we don't care anymore. And we've repeated that down for number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8, and number 9. To be fair, I'm sure you've just copied and pasted what I've written and substituted out things. That's fine. I understand. That bit's a little bit boring. Just bear in mind you will have to do that for yourself at some point. There might be better methods. That is upon you as a programmer. That is what you are. You are a programmer. That's for you to figure out. And if you come up with your own methods for writing out better keystrokes, good on you, my friend. That means I have done my job. Now, you're thinking, well, at least I'm thinking, what about the retries? What about the number of guesses? How do we keep track of that? So, that, again, we can either, very similar to the chosen numbers, we can make it an additional argument to the utility function, or we can store it as a global. I've left this up to you to choose, and I've left it up to your exercise to figure out how you're going to do it, but I will talk you through a little bit. So, if, or either way, you will need to define it at the top of the function. Just where it says, where you've put the code to choose what number, you will also want to reset the guesses to 0. We are on guess 0, as it were. And you can do that either with guesses equals 0 or globals.guesses equals 0, depending what way you want to do it. And then, if you are using the globals method, within your utility function, simply do guesses equals guesses plus 1, if they get it wrong. If guesses equals 3, or equals equals 3, play the lose sound, return 1 to stop the game. If you're doing the globals, then obviously you'll want to do if globals.guesses, and globals.guesses equals globals.guesses plus one. If you're doing the utility function, then instead of doing if utility function left parenthesis users number generated number right parenthesis, you'll want users number generated number and then number of guesses taken. Again, it's entirely up to you. I realize that's a little bit bamboozling, but hopefully if you're listening, if you just open up the text version of this tutorial, you can also see how I've written it out for you guys a little bit. I haven't, like I say, I will not provide you the code because I want you as a user to figure it out and to understand this language, to understand what your code does. The final thing we have in this game loop is if key pressed pygame.k_escape. If the person presses escape, quit right away, just return. It just literally says return, end it. Now, you could have used break rather than returns in this. Either way, it works. Now, you might be thinking, well, I want to go back to the main menu. I don't want to return. I mean, that'd quit the game, wouldn't it? But remember back, our main menu is also a while loop. Why did I do that? You can see why now. Because when the person returns from the game function, it hops back into the main menu, which recommences its loop, and allows them to choose what they'd like to do, whether that's start a new game or quit. What this prevents, is if someone chooses main menu, starts the main menu function, if that's not in a loop and they choose game, game then has to choose main menu again, which chooses game, which chooses main menu, which, you get the point, is very long. And that's it. That is it. Your game code is complete. There is only one function left to make this work. I have provided that function for you, and I will talk about it in the next tutorial. It's devilishly simple. But well done, you guys. That is it. We are finished. I will see you in the next tutorial, and get this game cracking.